Hello and welcome to Basque Info, the weekly Basque conflict report in near 90.3 FM Dublin and Fela FM 103.2 Belfast. Every week we bring you the latest news, reports, analysis and commentators from the Basque country. And we always focus, obviously, in all the sides of the Basque conflict. And as we do every week, we'll go first for the main news of the last 7 days. And these are the headlines. New campaign in favor of civil and political rights launched. Trial against the Egunkaria ends. End of hunger strike in prisons and solidarity in the Basque country. New accusations against the Spanish police for John Ansa's disappearance. And finally, Otegi demands a democratic solution to the conflict during trial. And in the second half of the programme, we'll be looking at the different events organised by the Irish Basque Solidarity Committees across Ireland. During this week and the coming week, the third International Week of Solidarity with the Basque Country will be organised across the world. And as I said, the Irish Basque Solidarity Committees have organised as well many different events. We'll be talking about it in the second half of the programme. So stay tuned, this is Basque Info.
Esos son los imprescindibles.
3.2. Basque News, a summary of the last 7 days from the Basque struggle.
Fela FM, 103.2.
New campaign in favour of civil and political rights launched. Last Saturday, thousands of people filled the Euskalduna Conference Centre to attend the launch of Adirasi EH ExpressPI, People's Initiative, the new campaign group in favour of civil and political rights. This new platform gathers people from many different political backgrounds and aims at demanding democracy for the Basque Country and the implementation of all civil and political rights cut down in the past few years. During the event, there was dancing, theatre and videos displaying in different ways the attacks against civil and political rights in the Basque Country. The speakers told the audience that the continuous banning of political parties, the mass arrests of political and social activists, and the censorship occurring in the Basque Country is a unique situation within the European context. But despite the terrible situation, mass protests have been organised recently, which show the importance of the joint work among people of different political backgrounds. Adirasi EH wants to become a platform for them all. The new group's manifesto was read during the event, which demands from the Spanish and French states, Europe and the world, the respect of the freedoms of opinion, expression, association and demonstration, and the rights to intimacy and privacy, to access justice, to active and passive voting rights, and finally the right to reparation and democratic restoration.
Thank you.
the trial against Egun Karia ends. The lawyers of the five people indicted in the trial against the Basque language newspaper Egun Karia highlighted the absurdity of the case during the last session on Monday. Even the public prosecution said there wasn't enough evidence against them and asked for the charges to be dropped. Despite that, the private prosecution, represented by the lawyers of two Spanish right-wing associations, requested that they are sentenced for up to 14 years in jail. Those indicted have requested that the ill treatment they received should be reflected upon, and say that the only thing they are guilty of is having worked in favour of Basque culture. Marcelo Otamendi, the paper's former editor-in-chief, said, "I am guilty of running a Basque language newspaper." He said he wanted to thank his colleagues for appointing him and told them it had been an honour to share those years with the people in the dock. He pointed out that he had never been a member of ETA and that Egun Karia had never been under its control. "The only thing we did was to work to develop our language," he said. And he also made the following remark, "You can't accuse someone of being a member of ETA if they themselves are not even aware of the fact." The verdict is expected to be delivered within a few weeks. Events in solidarity with Egun Karia were organised in Ireland by the Irish Basque Solidarity Committees over the past few days. 60 people attended a talk given by the coordinator of the international campaign in favour of Egun Karia, in Derry on Saturday, and dozens more attended talks in Belfast and Dublin on Monday and Tuesday. The end of hunger strike in prisons and solidarity in the Basque Country. The 746 Basque political prisoners ended the week-long hunger strike last Sunday at midnight. The protest is part of a new campaign of protests which began on the 1st of January this year. More protests have been announced for coming months. The Basque political prisoners demand the recognition of their political status, the repatriation to Basque prisons, and the release of all ill prisoners and those who have already completed their sentences. During the week, and especially over the weekend, hundreds of solidarity protests took place across the Basque Country, and in at least 20 different towns, two-day fasts were organised. In Bilbao, 20 people fasted for the entire week in solidarity. Unfortunately, Basque prisoner Lorencha Gimon remains on hunger strike after 33 days in the northern French jail of Rouen. She demands that she is transferred to another jail with her Basque comrades. 60 people from her hometown of Donibane, Garatzi, travelled to Rouen to show their solidarity. They were joined outside the prison by local left-wing activists. New accusations against the Spanish police for John Ansa's disappearance. Last week, French journalist and writer Jacques Massy launched his new book called ETA, Secret History of a 100 Years War. In the epilogue, Massy comments on the disappearance of former Basque political prisoner John Ansa 9 months ago and reveals that a very important and reliable source told him that the Spanish police kidnapped him and that there are taped phone conversations regarding this. Massy also interviewed members of the French Special Police who didn't deny the accusations. After the new revelations, the John Ansa campaign demanded a judge is appointed for the case, but the public prosecutor has rejected it. The campaign spoke out against the authorities' silence surrounding the case. We'll be right back. Ategi demands a democratic solution to the conflict during trial. Last week, the pro-independence left, imprisoned leader Arnaldo Otegi, attended trial in Madrid for taking part in a 2005 solidarity event with Basque political prisoner José Mari Sagardui on the 25th anniversary of his imprisonment. He is still in jail, which marks him as the oldest serving prisoner in Europe. Otegi, who has been accused of glorifying terrorism, took advantage of the opportunity to demand a democratic resolution to the political conflict. He said the pro-independence left has always worked for a peaceful resolution and remembered the self-determination processes in Ireland and Scotland. He also spoke about the situation of the Basque political prisoners. He said that the existence of almost 800 prisoners out of a population of 3 million proves the existence of a conflict without parallel around the world.
Basque Info, Vale FM 103.2, Belfastia, and near 90.3 FM, Ballyclea.
Celebrate the best of traditional Irish music with Féile and Fobal's Spring Festival, Féile and Yarry, 4th to 7th of February. Headlining acts include Penguin Cafe, Bioiga, David Munley Band, Lowe, the Peat Bog Fairies, John Joe Kelly, Transatlantic Sessions featuring Cara Dillon, Sarah Watkins and many more. Sensational performances at Clonard Monastery, the Festival Marquee at Bank Square and the Belfast Waterfront. Tickets from only £10. Available from failabelfast.com, Belfast Welcome Centre or call 90 2466.
Trailer FM 103.2.
Movies, musicals with Marcus, your weekly hit of fun and fabulousness from Broadway to the West End and Hollywood. So tune in to the slickest.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I did tell you that I am a bit of a ditzy door, so
most professional.
And the unfortunate thing about Judy Garland was her. Oh, there's their applause still going. I'll give it to them. Let them have their applause.
Yeah, they were all supposed to happen. So tune in to me, Marcus Hunter Neal, every single Friday from 10:30 to midday on Féile FM 103.2. Tuned in to your community.
Féile FM 103.2.
Mirror, mirror, wall to wall, who's got the fairest deals of all? For mirrored robes, it's plain to see Direct Furniture is hard to beat. And with our quick delivery, you'll have them fitted instantly. So for mirrored robes, wall to wall, Direct Furniture is where to call.
Take a closer look at the fantastic range of German-made mirrored robes at Direct Furniture near Kennedy Way on the Falls Road, or our new store at 328 Antrim Road behind the Maxall Garage near Tesco's. Prices include free fitting.
Féile FM 103.2.
Basque Insight. First-hand perspectives from the Basque struggle.
Féile FM 103.2.
So welcome back to Basque Info. We are going to go for the second half of the program. And I'd like to comment a little bit on some of the news we just mentioned earlier on. There are a few news that we've reporting for a whole year. Like the one of John Anza is 9 months since he went missing, and there have been very real concerns about the surroundings of his disappearance. And yet another report came up last week. In this case, the reason for that was the launch of a new book by a French journalist and writer. And he's in the beginning of the book, he is talking about the John Anza case. And he is giving some very worrying news about it when he says that he was talking to high-profile French police, and they told him that they knew that that John Anza had been made disappear by the Spanish police. But still, there is an absolute silence on the part of the Spanish and French governments and different authorities. And that's the case as well of the Spanish media. It's been a completely blackout on this news. This Jack Massey, this French author, is saying that probably we'll never know what happened with John Anza, because this event has been very well covered by different police agencies. In the meantime, John Anza's former comrades finished a week-long hunger strike, and in solidarity with this hunger strike, they're having lots and lots of different events organized in the Basque Country in solidarity with them, as I said, and many of them took the form of fasts and hunger strikes. A new platform was launched on Saturday as well, and that could give a good push to the fight for civil and political rights in the Basque Country, and that's another side of the conflict that we always report here: the banning of political parties, the banning of demonstrations, the arrest, the mass arrests of political activists, and the long sentences imposed on them for just political and social work. So let's see what happens with this new platform. It had a very good start last Saturday, with thousands of people attending this launch, and with people from many different political backgrounds. There were some news as well over the weekend about the debate that the pro-independence left has been engaged for the last few months. It seems like the time for the conclusions has come, and we'll be talking about it probably in the next few weeks, because those conclusions will be made public. But the pro-independence and left-wing newspaper Gara was already reporting on it, and there are very interesting conclusions. It seems like the pro-independence left movement are looking at a new strategy, and they are looking at other political sectors in the Basque Country to build a front, a broad front, in favor of self-determination. So that was those were some of the news, some of the main news of the week. And another one was probably the main news, at least of this week, because the news came up yesterday. The Uncaria case came to an end after 2 months of different sessions. The five indicted members of the board of directors of Uncaria have been attending this trial with a very, very broad support from different political parties, trade unions and social organizations in the Basque Country and abroad. And one of the shocking conclusions of the trial is that the public prosecution decided to drop charges. And not just that, but the public prosecution said that there are no evidences to suggest that they are members of ETA, or in any way they funded ETA, as it was claimed by the Spanish government back in 2003 when they closed down the newspaper, which is a very extreme measure to be taken by any state that claim or call themselves democratic. So we are going to have to see what happens with this case. There have been many different political cases in the last over the past few years, and the indicted at this time, they were saying it is time for the Basques to win one of these cases. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks when the verdict is given. But there is another part of this case, the financial piece, which will come in coming months. And in both cases, the sentences asked for them are really incredible. I was going to say ridiculous, but they're not ridiculous, because they're very real and very, very worrying. But they are asking for up to 26 years in jail for working in this newspaper, for launching the newspaper, for working in the end for Basque culture. So those were some of the news we wanted to comment, because have been the main news of the last 7 days. But there are some other things coming up in the next few days, over the next few days. So we are going to give you some information around it. And that should be the music we wanted to play now. So here we go. The just to finish off with the comments on the news, we had Ainara Mendiola, the coordinator of the international campaign in favor of Egun Karia, over the past few days here in Ireland. She just left early this morning after very successful meetings in Derry, Belfast and Dublin, and interviews with different media. She's been here to raise the awareness about this case. It's not a very common thing to happen in Europe that newspapers get closed down. And actually, Egun Karia is the second one in the Basque Country to be closed down, along with some magazines and radio stations. But just last week we got news from Kurdistan, where the Turkish authorities closed down a Kurdish newspaper. So that gives you an idea of the quality of democracy in Spain, which we can compare with the one of Turkey. It says it all. But just moving on, over the next few days, the third International Week of Solidarity with the Basque Country will be organized across the world. And the Irish Basque Solidarity Committees have organized many events around it. Actually, the talks we organized with the coordinator of the Egun Karia campaign were included in these days of solidarity with the Basque Country. And many more events will be organized, as I said, across the world, particularly in Europe. And next week will be the main week for all those events. And we will have a special Basque Info next week. We'll have a 1 hour long Basque Info next week, and we'll be inviting people from the Basque Country and people who are involved in the solidarity campaign across Europe. And we'll be inviting them to talk a little bit about the importance of solidarity towards the Basque Country. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting program, not to be missed. And this will be next week, a special Basque Info program. And then the main day of events in Ireland will be on Saturday the 13th, over St. Valentine's weekend. And as we sometimes say, there is no time for love in the Basque Country. And for that reason, some events have been organized in Belfast by the Belfast Basque Solidarity Committee, and the first of them will be a picket line at 2 p.m. at the Andytown Old Barracks. In the meantime, while this picket is going on, and from very early in the morning, there will be some Basque muralists painting a mural there. Hopefully they will finish it by the end of the picket line. And then at 8 p.m., it's been a dinner organized in Coltolan by the Belfast Basque Solidarity Committee and Friends of the Basque Country here in Belfast, with the help as well of Koistan and Yerhimi. It's a dinner in aid of the Basque political prisoners, and everybody is invited to attend it. If you are interested in buying tickets, and the tickets are being sold pretty quickly, you can just call into Coltolan and ask for one of those tickets. Get your ticket there. It's 15 quid, and part of that money will go as a donation to help the Basque political prisoners and their relatives. There will be speeches, videos, and music as well, live music there in Coltolan. And obviously we'll have the opportunity to enjoy the fantastic food cooked by Denise there in Coltolan. So I would suggest that you get your tickets as soon as possible. And among the different things that will be going on during that dinner, there will be the launch of the Friends of the Basque Country International website. And on Saturday as well, there will be events organized in Dublin. At 2 p.m. there will be a picket line at O'Connell Street. And then there will be a fantastic night full of events in the Clifton Court Hotel in Erin Quay in Dublin. So I say that's Clifton Court Hotel in Edinkey. It's a €6 ticket to get in, and there will be musicians such as Eric Noon and the Future Gypsies. There'll also be Basque food. And of course, there will be a fantastic crack there. So we encourage everybody to attend that event in Dublin. If you are in Dublin or you are around Dublin on the 13th of Saturday, don't miss the 2 p.m. Picket line in Connell Street. And later on at 8 p.m. in the Clifton Court Hotel in Edinkey, with this fantastic night with the headliners of the night, Eric Noon and the Future Gypsies. So that's all from us here in Basque Info. Our time came to an end. We're going to just do a recap on the headlines of the week. New campaign in favor of civil and political rights was launched last Saturday. The trial against Egun Karia ended yesterday. And the Basque political prisoners ended their week-long hunger strike last Sunday at midnight. New accusations against the Spanish police for John Ansa's disappearance have been revealed. And finally, pro-independence left leader Otegi demands a democratic solution to the conflict during trial. And don't forget about the international solidarity events going on in Dublin and Belfast over the 13th of February. And you can also listen to Basque Info next week with this special program, a one-hour-long program based on the solidarity with the Basque country. But stay tuned into the airwaves of near 90.3 FM in Dublin and Fail FM 103.2 in Belfast, because next is the Fourth World War.